little dust on the bottom. Well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The White House says there will be more U.S. air attacks against Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria. Today's strikes were in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. troops at a base in Jordan last weekend. On retaliating while trying to avoid a wider Mideast war, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
If you're trying to take away their capability, then you are by default working to de-escalate the tensions. And that's the approach that we'll take.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
We are told that some of those facilities that were struck today included locations where rockets and missiles and those drones that have been used in all these attacks in Iraq and Syria were being stored. The goal appears to be to also disrupt the logistics and munitions supply of these militia groups that are backed by Iran. All those weapon systems come from Iran.
Our Louis Martinez. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Been so long living.
Country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed.